Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A dense fog advisory remains in effect. Slight chance of rain and foggy early today, otherwise overcast. High of 47. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for rain tonight. The lows level off around 26. Partly cloudy skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 38 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A regional jet from Wichita went down in the Potomac River, just a few feet from the Reagan National Airport runway in Washington, D.C.
It's believed that all 64 people on board American Airlines Flight 5342 are dead. Just before 9 p.m. Wednesday, a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter collided with the Washington, D.C.-bound flight as it was on final approach. Both aircraft ended up in the Potomac River. It's believed the Army helicopter was on a nighttime training mission out of Fort Belvoir, Virginia. I'm Jared Cirillo.
A liberal native has become the new city manager. Scarlett Dysaker has been with the city since 2022 in various roles, served as the director of finance, chief financial officer, and has been the interim city manager since October 1st. Former city manager Rusty Varnado was arrested last fall, accused of assault, and his employment was terminated. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A 29-year-old Kansas man accused of allowing his infant son to fatally ingest methamphetamine was officially charged with murder last week and will go to trial later this year. Abraham Duran Leon appeared in front of District Judge Curtis Brown in Ellis County District Court on January 22nd, and was charged with first-degree murder in the commission of a felony. The felony stems from possession of methamphetamine, and the alternate charge in the case is murder in the second degree, unintentional but reckless. According to the court documents, in the early morning hours of April 2, 2024, Leon's 5-month-old infant son was found unresponsive and not breathing, and an autopsy report revealed the child had methamphetamine in his system and died from complications related to methamphetamine intoxication. Leon is being held on two other cases totaling 9 charges, 7 felonies, and 2 misdemeanors. And among those charges are 2 counts of drug possession, 3 counts of interference with a law enforcement officer, felony fleeing and eluding, and criminal damage to property. He pled not guilty to all of the charges. Leon, who is represented by 2 court-appointed attorneys, has filed several pro se motions in all 3 of the cases. And those included a motion to suppress evidence, a writ of habeas corpus claiming there's no jurisdiction where he is held in prison, and several motions to dismiss the case because his right to a speedy trial has been violated. During the hearing, Judge Brown explained to Leon his right to a speedy trial does not start until he is arraigned. And he also told Leon that any delays caused by the defendant's motions would not count against the state's time. It has to take him to trial, and it counts against the defendant. Ellis County Attorney Aaron Cunningham said the state wants to try all 3 cases separately, and the state will be going forward with the jury trial in the murder case. The court initially scheduled the trial for late June, but that has already been moved to September. And because Leon has filed several motions himself, the court will have a special hearing on March 7 to consider them. Leon remains in the custody of the Ellis County Sheriff's Department. Unemployment remained low in most of northwest Kansas, except for Russell County, which had a rate of 5.3% in December, and Osborn County's jobless rate increased by 1% from 2.9% in November to 3.9% in December. Locally, Decatur County was at 3.2%, Phillips County 2.7%, Graham County 3.3%, Sheridan County 2%, and Norton County was at 2.3%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.6% in December statewide, and this is an increase from 3.5% in November and an increase from 2.6% in December 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 1,200 from November, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, where private sector jobs increased by 500 over the month and government increased by 700. Since December of 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 18,400, and this change is due to an increase of 13,300 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,100 government jobs. On Wednesday, U.S. Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tim Kaine of Virginia, Todd Young of Indiana, and Jack Reed of Rhode Island introduced bipartisan legislation to reauthorize the Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Provider Protection Act, a comprehensive law Senators Marshall, Kaine, Young, and Reed successfully passed in 2022 to help prevent suicide, burnout, and mental and behavioral health conditions among health care professionals. The law has already provided $100 million in funding for mental health care for providers across the country. However, provisions of the law that made this funding possible expired last year. The Dr. Lorna Breen Health Care Provider Protection Reauthorization Act would reauthorize these grant programs for 5 years. Senator Marshall said our health care providers dedicate their lives to taking care of patients, and sometimes this comes at their own expense, so they must ensure that they are giving them the support they need when it comes to their mental health. He said he's proud to join Senators Kaine and Young in leading the reauthorization of this very important program, which helps provide access to mental and behavioral health resources to healthcare professionals. Specifically, the Dr. Lorna Breen Healthcare Provider Protection Reauthorization Act would reauthorize a grant program for healthcare organizations and professional associations for employee education on strategies to reduce burnout, peer support programming, and mental and behavioral health treatment for 5 years. Reauthorize a grant program for health profession schools or other institutions to train healthcare workers and students in strategies to prevent suicide, burnout, mental health conditions, and substance use disorders for 5 years. And reauthorize a national evidence-based education and awareness campaign. In Nebraska news, 23-year-old Jade Essink of Hastings has been charged in Adams County Court with committing child abuse negligently resulting in injury. According to the arrest affidavit, on December the 11th, 2024, a 10-month-old boy was life-flighted to Children's Hospital in Omaha after sustaining a head injury at Essink's in-home daycare. Hastings police said Essink reported the infant bumped into Essink's 3-year-old child, who then fell on a 1-year-old child, leading the latter to fall on the 10-month-old boy. The affidavit said it was reported this led to the infant hitting his head on a fireplace before falling and hitting his head on a wall. The affidavit said a Hastings police officer spoke with a doctor at Children's Hospital who stated the infant had a skull fracture and a traumatic brain injury, and the doctor told the officer the injuries were not consistent with Essink's claim of the infant falling and bumping his head on the fireplace. The affidavit said the pattern of the infant's bruising, as well as the severity of his injuries, was not consistent with Essink's claim and was much more of a smack than just a fall into the fireplace after another kid had fell into another kid who fell into the infant. The officer said the doctor reported the case looked like one of shaken baby syndrome. On December 19th, the officer said they spoke with the infant's father, who stated his son had retinal injuries, which he was told by doctors could have been caused from being shaken, thrown against something, being involved in a car crash where the car crashed going over 50 miles per hour, or being thrown off of a 2- or 3-story house. Essink was arrested Wednesday and booked into the Adams County Jail. However, she was released after posting 10% of a $5,000 bond. Essink is set to appear in Adams County Court at 9 a.m. today. The man accused of deadly stabbing at an Interstate 80 rest area in Nebraska will undergo another psychological examination. On Friday, Hall County District Court Judge Andrew Butler ordered 22-year-old James Thompson of Ohio to be evaluated at the Lincoln Regional Center, and psychiatrists there will determine whether Thompson is mentally competent to understand the charges against him and to participate in his defense. In June, a couple from Missouri were stabbed at the I-80 rest area south of Grand Island, where 72-year-old Gary Weaver was pronounced dead at the scene, and 71-year-old Mary Weaver suffered serious injuries to her head and neck. Court documents show that Thompson attacked them while trying to steal the Jeep that was attached to their camper. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department for Children and Families announced on Monday, January 27th, that the 2025 application period for Sunbucks is now open. And Sunbucks, previously called Summer EBT in Kansas, is a federal program administered by the Department for Children and Families, or DCF, that provides a one-time benefit of $120 per year for each eligible school-aged child to help offset the cost of groceries over the summer. Many families will automatically get the Sunbucks benefit without needing to apply. Households with an eligible child who can be identified by the Department for Children and Families will receive a letter from the DCF in January notifying them their child is eligible for Sunbucks. Sunbucks benefits will be added to an existing Household Kansas Benefits card, also known as an EBT card, or loaded onto a Kansas Benefits card and mailed to their home in April. If a household did not receive a letter from the DCF in January regarding Sunbucks eligibility and they believe their child is eligible, they will need to apply. Sunbucks applications will be accepted from Monday, January 27th through 5 p.m. on Friday, August 29th, 2025. Families will need to use their existing DCF self-service account or create an account to apply through the DCF online self-service portal at dcfapp.kees.ks.gov, and benefits will be issued beginning in April 2025. Children in the custody of the DCF secretary and enrolled in a Kansas school are eligible for Sunbucks, and relatives, non-related kin, and foster homes will need to submit a Sunbucks application for children in their care after April 1, 2025, to ensure the benefit is issued to the correct address. For any application submitted after April 1st, Sunbucks benefits will be issued once the child has been determined eligible. In 2024, the Sunbucks program provided more than $15 million in benefits to 127,202 Kansas children. To learn more about Sunbucks, you can visit sunbucks.dcf.ks.gov. Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson urges all residents to take part in National Unclaimed Property Day this Saturday, February 1st, a day dedicated to raising awareness about the billions of dollars in unclaimed property that is being held by state governments across the country. Whether it's an abandoned bank account, an uncashed check, or forgotten insurance proceeds, unclaimed property can be found in nearly every community. Treasurer Johnson said that on National Unclaimed Property Day, he encourages everyone to take a few moments to see if there are funds out there waiting to be claimed. He said this day is a reminder that reuniting people with their money is a priority for his office, and he wants everyone to know that even small amounts can make a big difference. Unclaimed property typically includes assets from dormant bank accounts, unpaid wages, life insurance policies, utility refunds, safe deposit box contents, and more. And through the state's unclaimed property program, Treasurer Johnson's office works diligently to safeguard these funds until the rightful owners step forward. Since unclaimed property is reported to the state by businesses and financial institutions, the amounts held can range from a few dollars to thousands. Many residents and businesses are surprised to discover they have missing or forgotten funds, so you should check regularly for it to be a wise practice. Johnson said it only takes a few minutes to see if you or a family member might have unclaimed property, so on this National Unclaimed Property Day, you can spread the word and help them ensure that people get back what is rightfully theirs. You can visit the Treasurer's website to search for unclaimed property at unclaimedproperty.ks.gov. Kansas State University's College of Business Administration is now accepting applications for the 2025 Center for Entrepreneurship Accelerator Program, a premier initiative designed to support early-stage startups in Kansas. And entrepreneurs are encouraged to apply by February 24th. The Accelerator Program equips entrepreneurs with the tools and resources that are needed to launch and grow their businesses, where participants gain access to faculty-led courses, hands-on student research teams, a world-class K-State alumni mentor network, and equity-free grants. And they're designed to transform ideas into thriving ventures. The program charges no participation fees. Applications are open to founders of scalable for-profit businesses or ideas, including student-led ventures, and the selection criteria includes identifying a meaningful problem and offering an innovative solution, demonstrating drive and adaptability, and showing a strong commitment to the venture. The fully online program will run from April through July, and for more information or to submit an application for the Center for Entrepreneurship Accelerator Program, you can visit the program's criteria and application process page at cba.k-state.edu. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Ike Burger, homemade bun, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, pears, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili dogs or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be country fried steak, roll, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 20% chance of rain after 4 p.m. and some patchy dense fog before noon. Otherwise, it should be mostly cloudy today with a high near 47 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become northwest in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly before midnight. Otherwise, it should be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 26. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 57 with a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 28. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 62. On Sunday, mostly partly sunny with a high near 61. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 41. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 38. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 100%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.75. The dew point is 36 degrees, and the current visibility due to the fog is 4 miles. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chiefs kick and punt returner Nico Remigio about earned himself a roster spot for next season after what he did in the AFC Championship game, both kick returning and punt returning in one specific punt return for 41 yards that set up a score. He joined Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show and talked about how it was Travis Kelce that helped him get up for that moment.
This was the first punt and I had went and fair caught it on the 10. And really, I had some room and I had an opportunity to take the punt. But, you know, I was like, man, this is my first time being in the AFC Championship game. Like, let me just get my feet wet a little bit. And, you know, I went and I ran to the sideline. And he was like, that's not being great. And I'm like, he's right. And so, you know, I went out there the next punt and I was like, I'm taking it regardless. And, you know, he was the first one to greet me coming to the sideline. And he was like, that's how you be great, dog. And I was like, oh, man, this is a dream. So
the Chiefs will take on the Saints in Super Bowl 59 Sunday, February 9th at 5:30 p.m. on Fox Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Be caller number 3 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
The mud, the slush, the muck, yuck. You need footwear that protects you from whatever is underfoot. Dryshod is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dryshod boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You'll appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You will like the all-terrain self-cleaning acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. With styles for men, women, and kids, Dryshod the whole family at ValleyVet.com or try them on in ValleyVet store. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com.
ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.